Bonjour et bienvenue sur Le Fil, la radio du cours Maintenon pour l'émission Melting Pot. Les élèves de Terminal 3 de Madame Corée ont travaillé sur le thème Art and Power, The Political Power of Street Art. Aujourd'hui, un premier groupe va s'exprimer sur le sujet. Chers élèves, je vous laisse la parole.
Hi everyone, I hope you're well. I'm very happy to meet you on this radio show because today we are going to talk about a very actual subject which is art and power. Whether you're at home or in transport, stay tuned if it interests you. To talk about this subject, we are going to discuss the link between art and power by talking to you about street art, which has an impact on political power. We have four guests today, hi Sacha, Sami, Manon and Ludovic. First, I'm going to ask you, Ludovic, what is the link between street art and power and how it is illustrated?
Hi, to begin with, I'm going to explain what street art is exactly so that it's clear. Street art is a form of artwork that is displayed in public, on buildings, in streets, trains, and other publicly viewed surfaces. It is a way to put forward a point of view, to express an opinion, and for the artists to denounce a political situation or to show their freedom by expressing themselves. To sum up, it intends to make a personal statement about the society that the artist lives in. Now that you know perfectly what is street art and its goals, we can clearly see the link with power. Indeed, street art is related to power by the expression of a political point of view and its diffusion to public. Everybody can see the work of a street artist and develop a personal opinion and vision of the world in which we live. We can also say art is related to power by the scope and the dimension pieces of art can take. They are very powerful instruments to denounce or expose a situation. For example, the artist I Heard painting on the wall in a park in Vancouver, Canada, a little boy crying because he doesn't have any like, comments and followers on social media. In this case, the artist shows our dependence on social networks and their impact on our life, which invites us to think about it. Furthermore, street art is in many cases illegal. This is the reason why paintings are most of the time done by night. A lot of artists hide themselves to avoid problems because of their illegal work. However, some artists such as Banksy are very famous, which helps to spread the message behind an art creation.
Very interesting. Thank you, Ludovic. Now I have two questions for you, Sami. First, can you tell us why is street art a political influencer and what other issues than social networks can street art address on graffiti walls around the world?
Hi. First, street art can often become a political influencer because of the nature of expressions it uses. Artists feel that there is a necessity in the society to hear about current issues. That's the reason why they try to represent politics in their art in order to create an impact on us. Also, a lot of issues can be exposed on street walls. First of all, street art can help the most vulnerable ones. Street artists can represent homeless and the life they live every day. Indeed, homeless live in the street, but they also are exposed to assaults and danger. These people can receive help from street artists because they give them visibility in the streets. To continue, street art can denounce domestic violence and women discrimination. Indeed, social street art is a great tool to talk about this kind of violence. Artists often create their graffiti or illegal art in the city centers so that more people are exposed to this situation and can see the paintings. The race and identity discrimination can also be represented in the streets. Even though we live in a globalized world, some people still feel discriminated because of their race or identity, and street art stands up for them. A great example of an anti-racist movement is Black Lives Matter, an American movement which was born as a response to the violence that African-American people suffer all over the USA, which was represented in the streets. Street art can represent climate change and environmental causes too. It is a very actual issue, and many street artists start to act in order to help the cause, such as Banksy. For instance, he wrote in 2009 in London, "I don't believe in global warming," on the bottom of a building, but his text is located at the water level, so water covers part of the sentence. He uses irony and denounces those who minimize the impact of global warming on the rising waters. We can add it is written in red capital letters, which represents a call for help.
Thank you, Sami. It's interesting to see all the possibilities that street art offers. Now, Manon is the public opinion represented by street art.
Hi, Ines. Hi, everyone. First of all, public opinion refers to of the conviction and value shared by a given population. The street artist expresses his personal opinion, which is most often similar to that of a large number of people, who then feel concerned to the work created by the artist. Each person can then identify themselves according to their conviction with the street works that are displayed in specific places. Indeed, we find them most often in places with a strong influence of people who are part of everyone's daily life. Metro, highway, motorway, public square. Like Sami said, global warming and climate change are represented in the street. Indeed, in recent decades, the subject of ecology has been found everywhere in the world, which have become omnipresent in street work due to the news. At a time when population is destroying our planet, street art is allying with nature to raise awareness among the population. We can, for example, speak of the Basha Koperlia, alias Dr. Love, a Georgian graphic designer who is based on creation of humorous cultural refer of critical context. On the patient chart, we can see a man whose oxygen mask is connected to a tree to highlight the global criticism of deforestation.
Thank you very much for this clear explanation, Manon. Now we are going to take a very concrete example of a political situation represented by street art. Hi Sasha, can you explain us how is Brexit represented by street art?
Hi, first of all, Brexit, which means Brexit exit, refers to the exit of the United Kingdom from the European Union. It was decided by a referendum on the 23rd of June 2016, in which near 52% of the voters were in favor of Brexit. Brexit refers to politics and power by its international dimension and the resulting change of this decision. To give an example of street art representing Brexit, we can talk again about the creation of Banksy. As a reminder, Banksy is an anonymous England-based street artist since the 1990s, whose identity remains secret. His work of political and social commentary have appeared on streets, walls and bridges throughout the world. Banksy has represented Brexit with a painting on a wall of the European flag, which a star is being broken by a man with a hammer in England in 2017. It denounces the exit of the UK of the European Union. In this art, Banksy shows his opinion and illustrates a very actual politic new. Furthermore, the painting has been covered with white paint in August 2019, and Banksy comment, I guess the big white flag says it just as well. With this concrete example, we can conclude art can represent power.
Thank you to each of you for your participation on this radio show. You made us discover street art and its power on our society, which was a real pleasure. Hope to see you again soon on another show.
Merci à tous. Merci de nous avoir écoutés et à bientôt pour le deuxième épisode d'Art and Power dans Melting Pot.